Hello and welcome to PBS Western Reserve's city-centric podcast series. My name is Jeff Good, and this podcast series serves as a companion to our city-centric TV series. And we take a closer look at those community members that are centric or central to the pulse of each featured city. Community members like the entrepreneur, the entertainer, the revitalizer, the politician, the humanitarian, and even the future are featured in each of the city-centric episodes. Those are appearing weekly exclusively on PBS Western Reserve, and that starts up in September. The City-Centric podcast series takes a deeper dive with each of our featured city-centric community members, looking even further into what makes them city-centric and what makes their city, rather, centric to them. Today's guests are Raymond Johnson. Raymond is a motivational teacher and a speaker with an extensive leadership, management, and educational background. He has spent over 40 years in corporate management and is a retired veteran of the United States Air Force. After retirement from the Air Force, Raymond spent 7 years as a ROTC instructor in Maryland. Raymond is the president and founder of Family Empowerment Ministries, Inc., and a senior pastor of the Spirit of Life Christian Center of Ohio. He's also president and CEO of RBJ Properties, a real estate investment. Brenda, his wife, is an ordained minister, serves as the assistant pastor at Spirit of Faith Community Church in Ohio. She's the vice president of RBJ Properties and Family Empowerment Ministries. She is a certified community health worker, helping the underserved community receive needed services to sustain healthy lifestyles. And Raymond, as we talked earlier, Brenda's going to be in the background helping you along the way. And if she ever wants to step in, please tell her. But I very quickly went over. First of all, welcome so much. Thank you so much for being part of this podcast. I went very quickly over your bio, and you've done so much. So if you couldn't take a moment, talk to our listeners a bit about, describe yourself a little bit more in detail.
Well, I like to view myself as, like I said, I'm a community member, but really we're just about trying to help, as you said before, just inspire, empower, and equip other people to walk into their purpose. I've had a long and varied, as you a long, varied career. But at this point, the Lord spoke to us back in 2013 to come back to our hometown of Alliance, which we did in 2014, to add value not only to our city, but throughout Stark County. So that's sort of the focus of the purpose and calling that myself and that we're walking in at this point.
Perfect. Raymond, I warned you ahead of time. So I do this with every guest. This is my icebreaker. So it's supposed to make us all get to know you a little bit better. So give me two truths and a lie about you. And I'll be honest with you. I'm 100% so far with all of my guests. I've either guessed right or I've made up a guess. So how about that? So if you give me two truths.
Either way.
Exactly. I still think I'm a winner. So give me two truths and a lie about you, and I'll try to guess what the lie is.
I've run a half marathon. I have 7 siblings, 10 grandchildren.
All right, so I'm trying to think, and I'm not going to pick on you, but I'm going to say you have not run a half marathon.
Yeah, that is true. If you ever see me running, you take off running because it means a dog is chasing.
I gotcha. You're the type of, in this very short period of time, you're the type of person, and I know your influences would definitely be your family. And so the fact that you added those as your two truths, you gave yourself away. So I appreciate that.
My streak
continues. I've watched the episode, that you're in many, many times. And you use the term social entrepreneur, and I was very interested in that term. So can you explain a little bit what you mean by the term social entrepreneur?
Well, when we talk about being a social entrepreneur versus being an entrepreneur that's in the business world and doing whatever business they're doing, whatever they started, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. a social entrepreneur is really that person that focuses in on doing the nonprofit kind of work. And not only I do that with Family Empowerment Ministries, Inc., but I do that with the Kiwanians. I do that with a number of organizations. I've sat on a lot of different boards from the YMCA. So I've really worked a lot with nonprofits. And that's really what that social entrepreneur is about. That social entrepreneur is not focused on gaining money and finances, but that social entrepreneur is about empowering other people to reach their own goals and to help them in any way that we can. So that's what really a social entrepreneur's focus more on others, a purpose, and a calling more than they are on gaining their own, you know, finances or building a business.
Now, it's interesting because there was more than a couple comments that you made in your interview of the segment of CityCentric that spoke to me. And one of I thought was very interesting is you talk about your mantra, which was inspire, empower, and equip people to walk in their purpose. And that spoke to me. So tell us a little bit about how you developed that mantra and how you take that mantra out on the street with you every day.
Yeah, that inspire, empower, and equip people to walk in their purpose. Inspire means to stir up the gift that is within them. God has given us all a gift and a calling. He said we all have a gift and a calling. Every person, God has given them a gift and a calling. And that gift is that thing that they can have an impact in the earth. We all have that. But what happens in life is that we make choices, we make decisions, and it gets us away from that gift. It gets us away from that calling. So I like to stir the gift up in people. In other words, remind them why they were put on this earth, why God saw fit to allow them to come into this earth. So I like to tap into that, help them tap into it, because many people have never tapped into it. They've never tapped into a lot of people will talk about your why. Well, your why and your gift, to me, that's the same thing. So I want to help you identify the gift, inspire you, identify the gift. Empower you means now that we've identified your gift, now we want to empower you. What does empower mean? Empower means we're going to give you the confidence to be able to go after it. Empower also means that we're going to give you the training that you need, inspire, empower, and equip. That's where the equip comes in. What is it that you need to be able to do what your gift is, to do what your calling is, inspire, empower, and equip people for purpose? And I know I use purpose and passion go hand in hand. Because if I can get people walking in their purpose and passion, you never go to work. Like in my life, I do a lot of training and classes, and I'm a pastor. So I don't work at all, right? I just do purpose work. So that's what it's about, that inspire, stir up the gift that is in them. And the good thing about the gift that God gives you, the Bible says it is without repentance. In other words, it's never going anywhere. Many people can probably relate to, you get a driver's license, but that's not a privilege, that's a right. And if you do the wrong thing, it can be taken away. It can be revoked, as it were. But the gift that God puts in us is never revoked. That we can drift away, but it's never revoked. It's still there. And we want to just help you get focused back to that gift and calling, then empower you, give you the confidence, the training, inspire, empower, and equipping you to do it. And boy, then when you do that, you're going to have an impact in the earth.
You sell yourself short, Raymond, because you made the comment that you're just, you know, you don't really do work. You just have a purpose. And I will contradict you to say that you have very much a passion in what you do, too. So I certainly appreciate that. And you use those terms somewhat interchangeable. You talk about purpose and passion. When you think about the City of Lions, Alliance, the city you came back to, you know, what do you see as what Alliance's purpose and passion is moving towards? What would you like to see coming out of Alliance when you look at that purpose and passion and your effect on that?
Well, one of the things I like to, you know, as we know, Alliance means a coming together. One of the things that we have to continue to work on in Alliance is to become a city that is coming together. And what do I mean by a city that is a city that is coming together, becoming that alliance? We will only be as strong as our weakest link. And that's just how it is. So we have a lot of businesses that are coming into Alliance. Myers is now building a building. And so we're bringing a lot of businesses into Alliance. But one of the things that continues to be a weak link in Alliance, and that is our support for the minority businesses. And, you know, that's something that I talked about and within our Family Matters Resource Center. But to this point, Alliance has not really come alongside to help these minority businesses, to help that east side of town, as it were, to help the weak link become the strong link. And so that's the thing, doing a lot of things with bringing companies to town that'll generate businesses. But the way the U.S. is set up, it still comes down to the entrepreneurs and our other major cities in Stark County. They're doing a great job of supporting minority businesses. And I call the major cities is Alliance, Canton, and Massman. Alliance has not tapped into that yet to give me the support. And I'm on the board of the Stark County Minority Business Association. And that's what our purpose and calling is, to help minorities, strengthen minorities, and help them grow. So that still remains the weak link in Alliance, is being able to help that. And we maybe now with we have new leadership in the town, and we'll address that again to see how we can support businesses, minority businesses, better.
Well, for our listeners out there, you are listening to PBS Western Reserve's City Centric podcast series. The City Centric television series is not just about the city, but more about the people that are central or centric to that particular city. The TV series focuses on folks like the revitalizer, the entertainer, the entrepreneur, the politician, the humanitarian, and we even take a closer look at the future that each community member can claim makes them city-centric. The City-Centric podcast series takes a deeper dive with each of our featured city-centric community members, and we're looking even further in what makes them city-centric and what makes their city centric to them. So be sure to catch all of the City Centric Season 1 appearing exclusively on PBS Western Reserve, premiering in September. And we're so pleased to be talking with Alliance community member Raymond Johnson and finding about really what makes Raymond Alliance City centric. So you touched on the minority-owned businesses, but I've been told that you have started some pretty unique outreach programs in Alliance, and I have a list of them in front of me, but I'll let you describe some of them, and if you don't touch on them, I'm going to bring them up. So you want to care to elaborate a little bit on those outreach activities that you've initiated out within Alliance?
Yeah, one of the unique things, one, like I say, we have many that we do. One of the unique things we do, we have a program called Diaper Days Extreme. Diaper Days Extreme is where we do the infant mortality training, but we take it beyond just doing the infant mortality education for parents, because Stark County, and specifically in Alliance and certain parts in Canton, have had a high infant mortality rate. But we take it, we call it extreme. We not only teach those things, but we also teach parents the child development of the first 5 years of their child development. We just started a new class. So that's something important that we do. We have our food pantry that we do every first and second Friday of the month. So we're helping hundreds of, feeding hundreds of families through that every month. Even something new, now we are now the home. We are now the home of the Aspire adult education classes in Alliance. They used to be in the high school, but there was some reorganization in our school system. And so they reached out to us. So now people come to our building for adult education to get their GED or to take those adult education classes. And that's a very important thing that we're doing. So we're doing, what else are we doing? Oh, here's something new that we're doing. That is also unique in Alliance, because Alliance did not have a free version of this. starting this fall, we got a grant, a minority focused grant from Stark County United Way. And now we are starting after school programming for third graders at the Family Matters Resource Center. That's a new thing that didn't exist when we spoke last year, because Alliance, we do a great job with education, but a gap in it was after school programming for first, second, and third graders. We were hoping to get a grant that would allow us to do first through third grade. We didn't receive that grant, but we did receive the grant to do third grade, because Alliance, just like the whole state, 40 to 45 to 60% of our third graders are testing below grade level in both reading and math. And, you know, a lot of people, and this is sort of what we do, a lot of people will look and say, someone needs to do something. Well, we believe in being the someone, you know, rather right. than just pointing the finger and saying someone, well, we are the someone. So when we identify gaps where we can step in and have the ability to help fill the gap, to help meet the need, that's what we endeavor to do.
It's interesting, Raymond, because you keep using we keep going back to this term of social entrepreneur and Alliance. And what do you see as the future when you look at Alliance and you look at the role, the cast of characters, so to speak, of the social entrepreneurs and Alliance? What do you see as the future of that whole concept of social entrepreneurship in Alliance?
Well, I think what's happening, and that we've been doing a better job of it here in recent last couple years, and I know we've played a part in that, and making sure that we're trying to bring all of the organizations together that are those social organizations and nonprofits together to try to make sure that people do not fall through the cracks, that when they have a need, social entrepreneurs that are doing it right, they don't care about who gets credit. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely.
We're not about credit. We're about helping people. They might not use my term, inspire, empower, and equip people for purpose, but that's what they're doing. You know what I mean? They don't voice it in that way, but that's what they're doing. And what we also do is unite and strengthen families and strengthen people by providing programming that gives them a hand up and not just a hand out. So I think what we've been doing a great job of is coming together and creating this network. And regardless of how hard we try, some will fall through. But we create this network to make sure we understand all the resources that are available to the best of our knowledge, so that when someone comes to any one of them, if we can't meet the need, we have somewhere to refer them to. And I think that's absolutely crucial, that we continue to work together in Alliance as a team that's trying to strengthen our community. And like I said, the reach to the lowest and give them a hand up.
Well, I'm going to wrap things up. This is always the most uncomfortable question for folks to think about, but and I say that jokingly, but I'll phrase it the same way I do with everybody else. Raymond Johnson, we consider you an Alliance community member and social entrepreneur and educator and religious leader. What qualities, characteristics, personalities, or a combination of all of those make you and Brenda city-centric to Alliance?
Well, I think the combination of all of them is that we have made a decision that we would put others above ourselves. And as we put others above ourselves, we tap into all of the knowledge and education and the things that we know, and that we have a passion to do the work that we do, to do it with integrity, and to be able to be a beacon of hope for many people in our community. So that's what we do, and that's what we're called, and I believe that's what makes us city-centric.
Well, thank you so much, Raymond. I love your comment about doing things not looking for credit, because of anything I've learned by watching your interview and talking with you today is that you're definitely not a person that looks for credit. You're just a person that does. And I can't thank you enough for that. And I thank you so much for being part of our podcast series.
Thank you.
You've been listening to PBS Western Reserve City-Centric podcast series. I'm Jeff Good. And PBS Western Reserve City-Centric television series is not just about the city, but about the people, folks like Raymond, that are central or centric to that particular city. The TV series is premiering exclusively in September on PBS Western Reserve, and it focuses on folks like the revitalizer, the entertainer, the entrepreneur, the politician, humanitarian. We even take a peek at the future that each community member can claim makes them city-centric. City-Centric podcast series takes a deeper dive, just like we did today, with each of our City-Centric featured community members looking even further into what makes them city-centric and really what makes their city-centric to them. So what makes a community member city-centric? Well, you know what? Join us next time as we continue that conversation with those featured community members on PBS Western Reserve's City-Centric series. Make sure to check out the City-Centric TV series premiering in September exclusively on PBS Western Reserve.